in the teleconference is Illinois' Tim Beckman. The Illini are 0-6 in conference, 2-8 overall, and host Purdue on Saturday, a 2:30 contest to appear on the Big Ten Network. And in conference news, linebacker Mason Monheim was named the Big Ten Freshman of the Week. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Excited about having the opportunity for our last home football game for 21 great seniors, and we're excited about getting ready and know we've got a tough contest against Purdue.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, I mentioned Monheim earning Big Ten Freshman of the Week honors. Talk about how he's progressed throughout the year.
Well, very proud of both Mason and Mike Satina, because we had two true freshmen starting for us at linebacker this last week. And, you know, Mason's progressed. He's learned the scheme defensively quite well and quite quickly. And, you know, you look out there, there's two 18-year-olds playing, and they're playing, Big Ten football. So I'm proud of both of them. But the people that have surrounded them, our defensive line, a couple of the seniors that have done an outstanding job to help those young men perform each and every week. Even when Jonathan Brown's not in there, Jonathan has helped those guys learn the game and learn how to become a better football player each week.
Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, obviously it's been a rough season. What do you tell recruits when you go out and visit with them about, you know, kind of what you're going through this year and the future of Illinois football?
Well, they can make an immediate impact. I know that. We're playing a lot of freshmen now. And, one of the things that we've expressed, to a lot of the recruits is that the opportunities and the opportunity to play early.
And is that something also because you've had freshmen play this year, they're gonna know that you mean it?
Well, I hope so. I mean, we've always played a lot of players when we, offensively, defensively, and on special teams, and we just have had to play more freshmen than normal. But that's just the way it goes. And I think again too, Teddy, as you talk about from the start, it's the relationships that they're going to build. Not just with the players here, but with his coaching staff. I've got a fine coaching staff, very good people, people-oriented coaches that enjoy having their players over to their house, enjoy being around their players every waking moment of the day. You know, it's a very close-knit group. So I think a lot of the players that come in here see that and understand that this coaching staff can be special. Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.
Tim, no secret that your offensive line has struggled a bit this year. What's the biggest issue there and the biggest thing you need to fix there?
Well, I think, again, the depth. We have had a tremendous problems protecting Nathan and O'Reilly, and we've got to get better at the pass protection. Our rushing game hasn't been the best either. So we've got to continue to improve in those categories, get some young players going. We need to get ourselves in the weight room. We need to get stronger. We've got to become more physical unit. And I think that'll come as we work with them, come December and January and February.
Thanks.
Yep.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from one of Milan Jordan with 97.1 The Fan.
Hey, Tim, from watching the watching film on Purdue, what are your impressions of the Boilermakers, what they do?
Well, first and foremost, I mean, what a great win for them last week, going to Iowa City and, having that drive at the end of the football game, to win the football game. I think that's it tells you a lot about the resiliency of that football team. I think defensively they're very active. They blitz quite a bit. They play a lot of man coverage stuff. They're very strong interior defensive front wise. Offensively wise, I think, they've played three quarterbacks that seem to do things right all the time. I mean, they've done been very successful when each other's in the football game. So, you know, it's definitely be a challenge. And you know, our seniors are know that this is their last opportunity to play on Zupke Field, Memorial Stadium. So they'll be excited about playing.
And then talk about how, you know, I guess, you know, a win this weekend on Senior Day, all the emotions and all that, and coming at this point, how big that win would be, you know, getting momentum for just not just yourself, but also the staff and the program as a whole.
No question. I mean, no question. They haven't won a senior game. The last senior game was stated to me since 2007. So, you know, that would be a big jump for this program, period. Not just the one here now, but, you know, being involved in those last senior games, I know it's a highlight to bring the families back and to make it a special day for those seniors. So, you know, not just looking at it as our program, but let's look at it as a whole. I mean, we need to go out for these seniors and perform the best way we possibly can, coach the best we can, and give them the opportunity to be successful on their last home game.
Thanks, Tim.
You bet.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you talked a little bit about Senior Day, but talk about that group and what it's meant here in your first year and kind of how they help you.
Well, they've done a great job. You know, there's they're the ones that have been playing quite a bit, you know, the Buchanans and the Hawthorns and the Fosters and Posix, those great, great names that you talk about. But there's also the ones that have been on special teams or been on our scout team, a McGushin, a Hollendorf. You know, you don't hear those names a bunch, but those young men are out there every day trying to make Illini football the best it can possibly be. So it's a great group. I've enjoyed being around them. They are fighting to the end. Today's practice was phenomenal, you know, with work ethic and effort. So, you know, I really believe that, you know, we're excited about this game coming in on Saturday and look forward to it.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
All right, Coach, there's no more questions. We'll let you go a little early. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.